Tell us about Prince Madoc. Tell who is this guy, and why do we think? First of all, have we verified there was a Prince Madoc?
Well, there are some people that have accepted the fact that Madoc existed, and there's, you know, in the maritime history, there are accounts of, you know, that he did discover America, and I've taken some of the accounts and put, you know, that I wrote in my book, and probably the best known authority on anything that had to do with maritime history that goes way back was Redpath, and Prince Madoc is in his book. So,
okay, so there are references.
The authority before, you know, the modern era, because
right.
He wrote about all the explorations and everything of that sort. And he accepted the fact that Madoc had discovered America.
So there are references to Prince Madoc, historical references.
Yes.
And why do we believe Prince Madoc would have come to the New World in the early part of the 12th century?
Well, his family was going through family strife, and in other words, it had turned into a civil war. They believe that he had made his first expedition from Wales to Mexico and had come back. And when he got back, that his brothers were fighting over his father had died in 1169, and his brothers were killing each other over who was going to run Wales, the North Wales. And so it became a reign of terror. Dafydd, one of his brothers, took the side of King Henry II, and he married King Henry's II's sister. And this is when King Henry went into Ireland and took over Ireland. So the way the story goes is that Prince Madoc didn't like that, and he decided that he was going to go somewhere and take his people and so forth. So
right.
They believe that he eventually made his way to Lundy Island, and that's where the second expedition left.
Why do we think they built this wall? I mean, why come all this way and build a wall, Dana?
Well, what I've come to find out, you know, and this wasn't presented in the book when it was first printed or so forth, but I believe that Prince Madoc came from a long line of these ancient seafarers that go way, way back, and that he was a member of one of the lost tribes, the tribe of Dan. And what the tribe of Dan did, that they were colonizers. Everywhere they went, they formed colonies. They knew how to get along with people, and they knew how to communicate with them. And they had this theory or concept that they could benefit from what the people they met along the way could give them, and vice versa. So when I was telling you about the Civil War in Wales, it got really brutal. I mean, it was, you know, much like when Adolf Hitler, what he did, the struggle for power. So Madoc took his people, and they went to America, and I believe that his goal was to set up a kingdom, and it should be done. They should live the same way that he wanted to live, rather than the old feudal system where everybody was trying to kill everybody and you couldn't trust anybody. So he had like a much higher philosophy about, you know, how life should be lived.
So he building some sort of fort, some sort of central gathering place in the in this part of Northeast Georgia.
Yeah, there was a chain of big forts. The first one was that we know of was at DeSoto Falls. Now there may have been one farther south, but from DeSoto Falls in Alabama, they moved across into northern Georgia, where Fort Mountain's located. That's in near Chatsworth. And then the next one trail goes up north to the Hiawassee River region and then to Chattanooga. From Chattanooga, it goes up to the Tennessee River up into the middle of Tennessee, where another fort is located called Old Stone Fort at Manchester. And that's the fort that's still intact. The stone walls there are covered with earth, but design and everything is just something that, you know, people should see. Now, this trail goes up into Kentucky, another huge fort, almost an exact duplicate of what was at Fort Mountain in Georgia, is located in near Berea, Kentucky.
I've been to Berea a couple of times. It's cool.
Yeah, it's called Indian Fort Mountain. And then these people, these white Indians, who apparently were white and then merged with the Indians to form a new race, they came up to the Falls of the Ohio, and the fifth major fort is a place here in Clark County called Devil's Backbone. And it overlooks the Ohio River, and it's almost a pear-shaped or teardrop-shaped fort. And this is where I believe that the kingdom settled, so to speak. This was the epicenter of the kingdom. And as time went on, these white people with their Indians and how they commingled and everything, they pretty much took over this area.